Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And yes, closer and closer to Pain in the Grass, the huge, huge show this August. Friday, August 24th, Saturday, August 25th, Sunday, the 26th, White River Amphitheater. That's right. First time ever we've had a three-day Pain in the Grass, yeah. And that's because, well, Steve, the bands, the lineup's insane.
You can't contain it all into one night, BJ.
Not even Slayer, two nights.
Alice in Chains, Bush, Avenged Sevenfold, Stone Temple Pilots, Steel Panther.
Them guys, too.
And so many other bands.
Oh, yeah, lots of great bands. The full lineup's at KISW.com. Tickets also available there. And don't forget, each ticket sold, that sends $2 that benefits the Vitology Foundation, supporting Pearl Jam's effort to end homelessness right here in Seattle. Get your tickets, get your info, all things pain at KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
And it's time to pump it up for Monday.
Pump it up.
Pump it up.
Oh, yeah.
Pump it up for Monday. If you still have any energy left from, I don't know if you guys did anything this weekend, but it was a fine weekend.
Oh, you know what? When you go outside, you all of a sudden just think you're a man about town.
And yeah.
I mean, seriously.
He's a man about town.
He doesn't usually go out.
Man about town.
But when he goes out, he's like, I need to show everybody what I'm doing. Look at me.
Look
I'm outside.
At me. I'm a man about town.
I'm outside.
Even when the wife has to drag me kicking and screaming outside, I still do it. And then I have to brag about it.
Exactly.
I'm a man about town with the old wife.
Yeah. It's so funny. It's like, I don't know if you guys did anything this weekend. He's almost looking at us like, if we didn't, we're losers. Because that's pretty much
who stayed in their house all weekend and played board games. Not this guy.
Not this guy
either. But you stay in the house every weekend of your life except one, and all of a sudden everybody else is an idiot.
Not this weekend. He was.
He was the man about town.
If I had my choice, I would stay in my garage now forever and just play video games.
Yeah, but the old wife makes you leave and go join stuff in the man about town adventures.
That's right. And he's all over Facebook like he's Mr. Like, look at, I do this all the time.
I have to document it on Facebook. Or no one believes that I actually go out and do anything.
It's unbelievable.
It'd be great if you actually didn't do anything. You just post these things like you are doing stuff.
I just tag random stuff. Yes. Hey, look at what I did. Totally not lying at all.
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Brad in Renton. Brad, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
A night dab. Yeah, man about town with the Reverend of Fuego. Actually, a pair of tickets to see 21 Pilots. They're over at the Tacoma Dome on November 16th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to see 21 Pilots, tickets go on sale on Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve.
Can I have the night with Rev instead?
Oh, how about that?
He said if we could have the night with me instead.
He'd rather hang out with Rev. Tickets for that.
We'll see how that works out.
All right.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Brad will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Brad, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
What is the third month in the year to have exactly 31 days?
March?
No.
May.
Yes. Finish the slogan. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's what?
Pass.
of the four seasons, which comes last alphabetically?
Winter.
Yes. How many I's are in the word Mississippi?
Four.
Yes. What do you add to espresso and milk to make a mocha?
Chocolate.
Yes. What kind of animal is Bruce in the movie Finding Nemo?
Shark.
Yes. A famous lyric from a Prince song is "We're gonna party like it's what?"
1999.
Yes. What is the real first name of actor Al Pacino?
Pass.
What four-letter word starting with P means to sulk?
Pout.
Yes. The University of Arizona's main campus is in which city?
Tucson.
Yes. Finish the slogan. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's what?
Alfredo for Al Pacino, by the way.
Yes. And I'll give that to you. 9 correct.
Ooh.
Good score.
That's a very, very good score.
I think you Googled it.
I wouldn't. Yeah, probably did. Good call, though.
But you know what?
No, no. It was taking me time to remember his goofy name.
All right. Well, it is a bit goofy. Don't say anything else now. Steve's in the room. He doesn't need any help.
Hey, I have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Are those your socks in the other room?
No, those are not my socks. Okay. Those are Mike Hawk's socks.
Have you seen those socks?
No. What's going on? Somebody just left socks in the room?
No, they're new.
They're new socks. They haven't been worn.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes
you
feel better.
They're the funniest socks ever. They're Harambe socks.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're a picture of a gorilla. It's Harambe. On the front, there's the gorilla, like, roaring.
Wow.
And then on the back of them, on the bottom, it says R.I.P.
Oh, I love those socks.
I put those away in, like, the bin that I have in the room, and I get a text from Mike, on Friday, and was like, "Did you see my Harambe socks?" And I was like, "Yeah, don't worry about it. They're put away. They're safe.
Those are pretty awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty great." Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What is the third month in the year to have exactly 31 days?
I don't know. February.
No.
March.
No.
April.
No. Finish the slogan. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's what?
Maybelline.
Yes. Of the four seasons, which comes last alphabetically?
It's Monday, man. Winter.
Yes.
Nice.
How many I's are in the word Mississippi?
Oh. 6.
No.
4.
Yes. What do you add to espresso and milk to make a mocha?
Chocolate.
Yes. What kind of animal is Bruce in the movie Finding Nemo?
He's a gorilla.
No.
a shark.
Yes.
Wow.
A famous lyric from a Prince song is "We're gonna party like it's what?"
1999.
Yes. What is the real first name of actor Al Pacino?
Alfred?
No.
Albert?
No.
Alfred.
No. What four-letter word starting with P means to sulk?
Pout.
Yes. The University of Arizona's main campus is in which city?
Phoenix.
No.
Scottsdale.
No.
Scottsdale. Scottsdale. Hey, Scottsdale. Glendale.
No.
I don't know anything.
Steve, you lose. Damn 7 it. To 9.
Woo! Damn you, Harambe.
Congratulations to Brad.
Good job, Brad. What a great way to start my Monday morning. Brad's my hero.
Well, I lost to you on Thursday of last week, so I had to make up for it.
There we go.
That's what it was.
He gets in just 2 days later.
Yeah, right.
Some guy's trying for 7 months.
Yeah, and Brad gets through 2 days later. Brad, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to get your prize, buddy.
All the ones that you missed, he did get correct. Tucson is the city that has the main campus of the University of Arizona. The real first name of actor Al Pacino, even though you said Alfred twice, if you added an O, you would have gotten it.
I'd like to buy an O.
Alfredo.
Oh.
Did you just say O. Alfred?
Yes.
And you know, by the way, all in the Godfather movies, I heard Fredo, and I didn't know why. I thought that was such a weird name. Didn't know it was short for Alfredo.
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 Alfredo, because they call him Fredo.
My sauce.
I think Fredo's the guy that he has, his brother that really...
The dumb brother.
I didn't know Fredo
I thought that
was...
I shot Han.
Yeah, Fredo. No, that was Greedo.
All right. Al Greedo.
Yeah, that's just Greedo. I had no idea Fredo was short for Alfredo.
What's the third month of the year to have exactly 31 days? That would be May, the first two being January and March.
Yeah, Chris even texted and said, damn, Steve, February only has 28 days, and it's only the second month. It can't be the third month of anything.
Good call.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, you did
like
a good
I said,
job.
It's Monday, man.
Yeah, it is.
Very excited with that answer.
And you showed it's a Monday with your loss, so congrats to Brad on beating you this morning.
Yes. Good job, Brad. That's all you got to do is tie or beat Steve. That's how you get the prize on Beat Migs. Simple as that. Well, you know what, Steve? You're not having a bad day. Not that bad of a day.
Okay.
We got this woman who had a really bad day because a twerking argument leads to one woman biting off another woman's finger. That's a bad
daughter?
Day.
Oh. She's the only one I know that knows how to twerk.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've had some arguments. I mean, as a matter of fact, over the weekend, Joey D's, we got in it over a bloody game, but I wouldn't be biting off any fingers.
Ooh, you guys fought?
He's never come to any. He doesn't come to a lot of my board game parties, but he came to this one, and it was awesome. The apple does not fall too far from the tree, I'll tell you that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. But he didn't bite my finger off.
So so they were having a twerking contest?
Yeah. Her name is Letitia. She's from West Virginia. She's 31 years old. She got very, very upset on Wednesday when another woman started twerking on her. All right, twerking's one thing, but if you don't want to be twerked on, I can see how that would, that would get you pissed off. Is that Letitia?
I would imagine so.
Wow, she looks straight out of Orange is the New Black. She does not look like she's happy.
No, she looks very upset.
Whoa.
Well, if you just got arrested for biting someone's finger off, I don't think you'd be in the best mood.
But she's got one of those faces where you go, just don't mess with that person. You know what I mean? You should know better.
She probably didn't have her makeup on.
I don't know, man. You put makeup on her, she still looks like she gives you that kind of mom scowl, like you better not mess over here. She looks intense. Well, anyway, Latasha, Latasha, very, very intense. And, I don't know what happened. Don't know if they knew each other, but she did not like the fact that this just random woman started twerking on her. Don't know why the woman decided to do that. Don't know if there was a song that pretty much was making this woman want to twerk on Latasha. Anyway, Latasha got so upset that she bit the top of the woman's finger off. Wow. How do you miss that particular vibe of get the F away from me?
I mean, couldn't you just say, hey, stop twerking on me? Or do you think that person was just aggressively still twerking? Like, I don't care what you say. I'm going to keep twerking on you.
I got to hope you're...
Where is this that this happens?
I can't believe she went from 0 to 60. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got to believe there was a little bit, hey, get your ace out of my face. Something.
And apparently it was a song that the lady was twerking to at a club.
Oh, so there was. We just don't know which one it was.
Oh, Rev's got it.
Yeah?
Hey,
why?
It's Dominic the Donkey.
It's the biggest hit in the clubs now.
Yeah, yeah, it's hot.
I feel like biting somebody's finger off, actually.
No, one day I will. Keep pushing. Keep poking the bear.
God damn, this song is so bad. Seriously, this song sucks so much.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it is the worst.
Especially in July.
It's the worst song ever.
It's the best summertime song ever written.
God,
feel good summer hit.
Yeah, I feel good nothing. That guy
makes you want to bite someone's finger off, huh, BJ?
Well, that's exactly what I'm going to do one day. All right. So Latasha's looking at about 2 to 10 years in prison for doing that. Yeah, felony and malicious wounding. They had to bring the woman to the hospital. It was so bad.
I hope they got the finger back on. It was just a tip, but I mean, that would suck. Damn. Someone's like, how'd you lose your finger? And you're like, I was twerking on Latasha.
Yeah.
We all lose our fingers.
Damn, dude.
Hey, so can we bring your son in? I want to know what happened between you and your son at this big board game night.
You really don't.
Oh, no.
Because it's just going to be a lot of like.
You hear them arguing about board games, exactly. Steve?
It's going to bore everybody. It's okay. Not a thing.
Let's not talk about the actual board game, but like. What were you like? Did he yell at you? Did he throw a drink at you? Anything fun?
Oh, no, but I will tell you this. He did put a serious dent into my Jack Daniels. I bought a new gigantic bottle of Jack Daniels. Usually lasts me a long time at board game parties. And I went over there. And I already had some left in the previous bottle. Joey D's can drink. I've never been around him. Joey D's destroyed that bottle, Jack. I think my son's got a drinking problem.
Does your son usually drink like that, or was the fact that you were playing board games with your father led you to drinking?
That part, the second one.
We had a lot of people over to my house, Steve. We had two tables going. I'm a popular board game host.
No, I understand
Don't believe the hype of Vicky or Joey.
At the end of the day, you're still his dad, and typically sons get annoyed by their dads quickly. And if it's a board game where I would imagine you guys are getting a little bit intense, he's like, you know what? Screw it. I'm getting drunk.
You know what I think is interesting? I learned something.
What's that?
It was usually because Sarah's the loud one, and I'm the loud one in the family, and Kathy and Joe are quiet. But I found out that Joe has a lot more of me in him than I thought because he, I mean, it was like me watching me when I was in my 20s.
Oh, you put a few drinks in your son, you can't get him to shut up.
Oh, and he knows and he knows everything. There's no getting him to back down on any argument. And I was like, wow, I am seeing me. This is totally me. No wonder I can't believe my wife ever stayed with me with that attitude.
One of my friend's dads definitely said I was BJ number two.
Yeah.
Like, just spitting image of him yelling. I was yelling, Steve.
Yelling?
I was yelling. Yeah. Aggressively.
Did your dad cheat or something? Like, what?
I got ganged up on, too, Steve. Him and his stupid friend. They just followed me around and played the same board games with me and just beat me every game and told me I was bad at him. It was terrible.
It was a traumatic night.
You were bullying your son?
You know what? One could look at it that way. I look at it as I'm just teaching him. I'm teaching this man how to live.
One person says, I'd have a drinking problem if I was your son, too.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Well, you know what? There's there's some truth to that one, too.
It was almost tragic, though, because the he had a handle of Jack Daniels.
Okay.
And it was only about maybe two or three shots left in it. And Danny was going to show up a little late to the thing because Danny showed up, too. Mm-hmm. So I polished off the Jack Daniels thinking, wow, this sucks. No more hard alcohol.
But Danny showed up with booze.
No. My dad breaks out another handle of
Jack
Daniels.
Another whole handle.
Yeah, well, that's the hand. That's why I thought that handle, usually, like the gigantic bottles, they don't usually get dented like in one sitting. That's why I was like, who the hell was I?
Wait, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Danny, you showed up.
Yes.
You didn't bring any booze?
No.
Oh.
We did not because we showed up late.
You always bring alcohol to a house
especially
party.
Especially if you show up late.
We meant to. Like, we couldn't stop by a store.
I will tell you this,
Steve. I went to Munson's housewarming party. I knew I was only going to be able to stay for an hour. I didn't even have a lick of alcohol, and I still brought him a case of Coors Light and a bottle of wine for his wife.
You and I are a dying breed, dude. I don't know if the younger generation does that because I have many different demographics show up to these parties. Very rare do the young people bring anything. I mean, they some of them start bringing at least some snacks, but before, like the old, the people
they just show up expecting you're going to cater everything.
I even
and no gift for the house.
I'll tell people on the board game message. I'll go, hey, we'll have some snacks, we'll have some beverages, but bring your favorite stuff. I always say, and the younger people very rarely bring anything, and they I think they use the excuse, hey man, I'm poor.
Danny's not coming to my housewarming then.
Yeah.
Screw that. Yeah, no, I know we really were going to, but then we were just running late, and I was like, Joey was texting me, like, get over here, and we're going to stop for a six-pack of beer, but then we just
A gas station on the way to BJ's house.
My house is so close to Mercer Island downtown. There's so many places.
There's also a QFC.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a young person, too. If we're gonna blame it on the Utes, like Utes. Danny over here. What do you do?
No, you bring stuff. Like, I'm Mexican. You bring either homemade stuff or you stop by the store and bring something else. Or I always call the host, what do you need?
Yeah, dude, that's the sad thing about Vicky not wanting a game with me anymore because she used to bring good stuff. Yeah. I don't miss Vicky.
Sushi.
I miss her stuff.
Nice.
Random good stuff.
Yeah. You either bring alcohol, you bring food, or bring both.
Yeah, I mean, the people who are the biggest drinkers...
Oh, Danny's banned.
Yeah, the people who are the biggest drinkers at my party, I know will never show up. Except one person, she does. She brings her own wine, and she's good like that.
Did your son bring anything?
Well, he's my son. I don't expect him to bring anything.
My party attitude, Steve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's worth it right there. He brought the noise, Steve.
His appetite for dad's booze, that's what he brought.
Yeah, the worst part is Sarah actually had people downstairs, too, watching some TV, and apparently they, like, heard me and came upstairs to see what all the commotion was about. I didn't know, but it was, like, I don't know, like 1 in the morning or something, and I was just screaming at the top of my lungs.
Yeah, Joe didn't go home till 3, which I kind of stayed arguing with him because I thought, I don't know how much he's drank, but I'm going to make sure he stays here until he can drive. So I had to argue with him for 2 hours.
Well, that doesn't make me sound very nice.
Yeah, I know, right. Steve.
You said he got hammered. I would say just let him sleep the night.
Well, he wasn't in any mood to do. But he was wanting to do what he wanted to do.
I was sober by the end of it. I felt great.
He was. He looked good. I was.
I'm convinced I won the argument too.
Yeah. Well, so, you know what? Just like father, like son.
One person says, I'm 31. I always bring alcohol to the party. Another text says, why do always men always bring wine for the wife? What about some beer? Well, if the wife likes wine, I bring her wine.
Yeah, exactly.
If she likes tequila, I would have brought her some tequila.
Yeah. And that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. You know, but they're getting better. But you know what? There are still some people I know that show up, Steve. Don't bring any alcohol, and I know they're going to hit it hard.
There was one of your friends that had the line of the night because we were buying pizza. Uh-huh. And he goes, BJ, you'll never guess what? I brought cash this time so I can pay you money.
Oh, Jesus.
And I thought, man, if you're saying that, he must not have paid like 6 times in a row.
Oh, by the way, that guy also didn't pay.
Wow.
He still didn't give you cash? still didn't give me any cash.
He brought cash.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he's going to give you the cash.
Yeah. You know, and
wow.
I don't care because I'm hosting a party, so I feel like I should provide.
I get it.
But the thing is, but you know, it is funny. Somebody goes out of their way to say, ba-bum, the pizza's in the house, you're eating the pizza. Never occurs to you to reach in your pocket and go, here's the cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if anybody paid me for that. And
you have a bunch of ungrateful gaming friends.
Yeah
right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
And Danny.
Yeah, and Danny.
And you know he ate that pizza, Danny.
Oh,
you ate that pizza, didn't you?
Oh, I ate the pizza.
Oh, Danny came up and said, I love pizza. He came over to Joe to tell him that he loved pizza. He didn't come over to me to give me any money for the pizza, but he did tell Joe he loved the pizza.
They ordered a pineapple pizza. I mean, you don't pay for that.
One person says, my rule is alcohol, food, contraband, or at least help set up and clean up after. No excuses.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. That was none of that either. Yeah.
I would never go to somebody's house for a house party without bringing something.
Yeah. Can I get the list of all the people that came over to your place, BJ, so I can not invite them to my house?
Yeah, I will be more than happy to give that to you.
Excellent.
First one on the list, Joseph D's.
Wow. Using his full name, I see.
Yeah.
Am I better if I show up with a fifth of Jack or alone? So I bring a fifth of Jack. I think you know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to drink my fifth of Jack even if you bring yours, and then you're going to take yours home.
I like this idea.
Oh, man.
It sounds like you'd be a person, you bring a fifth of Jack, and if it's not finished, you take the bottle home with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there are people who do that.
Well, okay. I'm glad we're on the same page with this, at least.
Yeah. I got a guy. I got a guy brings over chips.
He doesn't
and
take
salsa them. And then packs them up and brings them back.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm very surprised at that particular action.
I mean, I know hard times is hard times.
I know.
But a bag of chips?
Yeah. Yep.
Was this like a caviar dip or something at least?
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you. I don't know what to say about it all.
Who raised these people?
I think they were raised by wolves. I really do.
Bunch of ungrateful wolves.
There you go. That's the new movie. All right. Over the course of your life, you're spending nearly $150,000 to do something. It's a lot of money to do something. And I'll tell you what that is. It's 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. According to this new study, you, are going to spend an average of $143,000 in your lifetime to treat yourself. That means we spend an average of about $200 a month, every month, on things that are not essential at all in our lives. But
three words for you, treat yourself.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
We treat yourself. But these are items that we really, really want, so we do it anyway.
Okay.
Anything from a candy bar or a new iPhone to concert tickets, Steve, or a trip.
Or t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you guys are talking about. None of these things are things that I would do.
That adds up to almost $2,500 a year, and over approximately 60 years of your adult life, it comes out to over $143,000.
Damn.
How about that? Yeah.
All those candy bars.
All those t-shirts and concert tickets.
I don't know what you guys are talking
about. Ricky Henderson with all of his trips to McDonald's and stuff.
True. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no paper record. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
The study also found stereotypically that women are three times more likely than men to spend money on massages and spa treatments. Which shows you that I'm the woman of this show.
Yeah.
Actually,
you get that mani-pedi?
I get more massages, I think, than anybody on the show, so I know that.
Yeah. Well, I'm positive everyone gets more massages than me, because I get none.
Yeah, there's that. Men are more likely to spend money on cars and new technology.
Gadgets.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's how that works out. So how about that? But it works out to, on average, you know, I'd love to see the high on that number because, you know, there's higher people do higher, people do lower. But on average, about over $143,000 a year.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
I'm sorry, in a lifetime, that would be ridiculous if you spent $143,000 a year just to treat yourself.
Yeah, who are you at that point? Yeah.
You are broke.
Yeah, that's what you are. So that's what Americans do. In their lifetime, they will spend over $143,000 just to treat themselves. So what about you? What do you do to treat yourself? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. So what do? That is not necessary at all. You just do it to treat yourself. Your calls, your texts after the Red Hot Chili Peppers on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Americans spend over $143,000 in their lifetime just to treat themselves. These are things you do not need, but you're like, I deserve it. What about you? What do you treat yourself? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What do you do to treat yourself? Let's go to John in Seattle. John, you are on the Rock.
BJ Shay!
Who cares?
Only the smart ones.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
So what I do, instead of buying the smaller ticket items, what I like to do is save up my cash and then buy bigger ticket items. For instance, last year I bought a motorcycle, and I just paid about $6,500 cash for it.
Nice.
And then this year I just bought a brand new car, and I put about $8,000 down for it.
Damn, dude. So that's all right. So you are ahead of the curve, my friend, because they say over 143,000. You keep rolling like that kind of spending in a year, my friend, and you're going to be Mr. 200,000.
Well, you know, I like to enjoy life. You know, I work hard for the money I have, and so I like to treat myself.
And you know what, John? I think that's a great thing.
What's next on the docket? What are you looking to get next?
I don't know. I think I'm going to try to get into like water sports, maybe like a boat or a jet ski or
that kind of water sports. I was like, whoa, man, this is a little personal.
Steve. Jeez. So
I just feel like I know you guys like
and,
that.
And then after that, I mean, dude, after you do the boating, I know it's going to be next for you. You will probably try to become a pilot. It's probably in your 30s or 40s if you're not already there. Yeah, that will be the next one.
I've actually been playing around with that idea for about 6 months or so.
Johnny Transportation.
He wants to conquer everything, and then if Elon Musk gets his rocket, you know John's going up on that rocket. He's going to get his own rocket.
Nice.
You know it's going to happen. John, appreciate the call. I see, that's cool. You know, man, I often say that people who have too much time on Facebook being mean to people, they're not treating themselves enough because they could be doing something fun as opposed to that.
Yeah, like impaling themselves with a cucumber.
Huh?
Mean people on Facebook. They should shove a cucumber.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant that's what people do and play to have fun.
I just don't like trolls on social media.
Okay.
So I'd like for them to hurt themselves with a cucumber.
With a cucumber.
Yes.
Oddly specific, Steve.
Yeah, it really was. You know what, Rev? I'm glad you noticed that. You don't usually get that specific. I mean,
I'm just trying to paint a picture.
Oh, thanks, buddy. You're an artist.
You did.
Yeah, you really
absolutely did.
Cucumber.
You're a regular Rembrandt. Thank you. All right, let's go to Mike at Tacoma. Wow, Mike, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how we going?
Not too bad, Mike. How about you? What do you do to treat yourself?
I spend roughly $400 a month buying Transformers.
Whoa. Are you talking about the toys Transformers?
Yep.
Oh,
yep, more. That meets the eye.
$400 a month. Do the math on that, Steve. How much is that a year?
It's a lot.
It's like almost $5,000.
It's like more than $4,000.
$4,800.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, Mike. So now do you go trolling around the garage sales? You buy them new? How do you get these Transformer toys?
I do both. Like if it's a Transformer figure that I don't have, I will buy it.
And how many Transformer figures are there that you're not already haven't purchased them all?
There's way too many to buy. Like I don't even have room for the ones that I have at the moment.
So are you planning on displaying them proudly in a case or something? Do you already do that?
I got them on black shelves that I bought at Walmart, but nice. I want to get, they have these really cool shelves at IKEA. They're called like detox shelves, and they have lights in them and they have glass shelves. So I want to get those ones.
And do you have a significant other in your life? And if so, how would they feel? And how does that person feel about the Transformer collection?
She thinks I spend too much on them. So I've been doing it less and less a month.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Just go like, look, I could be spending on whores, and I'm not. So that's
solid defense.
I could be buying cucumbers, honey. I could be impaling people, right. But I'm not doing that.
Hey, do you remember the GoBots? You ever thought about collecting some GoBots as well?
I got a few of them.
Yeah, you do.
Is it
that sacrilege doing
no,
that?
No, it's not. You could have both.
I don't know, man. I would never put my Spock next to my Luke Skywalker. It just doesn't seem right.
GoBots were awesome. They were like the poor man's Transformers.
Exactly. Yeah, they were. Yeah. Appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks. Yeah. You know, that's why, you know, some people believe in the thing where you have like the three pots of money, and then you have the money that pays for the house, you have the money that saves, and then you have your pot to do whatever you want to do with, uh-huh. And then your significant other has their pot. That way, no matter, as long as you're taking from the pot that's your pot, mm-hmm. they can never complain. They can go, you're spending too much money on nothing, because you go, no, I'm not. We've got this deal. This is my money. That's my fun yeah. money. And I think that's really good to do. That way, a significant other cannot give you a hard time about something that's right. affordable and not affecting your income. That sucks if you're having fun and somebody's telling you not to spend money on it when it doesn't really impact your finances.
Yeah, if you're getting everything paid for and the bills are covered and you got enough money savings and all that crap, everybody should have a little extra cash just to be able to treat themselves to something cool, and you shouldn't be guilted because you're doing it.
Let's go to Ben in Linwood. Ben, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Ben? What you got for us today, man?
Well, I'm a man of simple pleasures. So my main thing that I do is, you know those little pies that you get at like 7-Eleven or a QFC or something?
Yeah.
Oh, the little fruit-filled guys?
Oh, yeah.
I get those almost every day, at least one.
I'll tell you this, Ben. If you can find something within your budget that you can do as much as you want and it has no impact on your budget and it really puts a smile on your face, it's the key to happiness. Because a lot of folks, when they try to just buy things, you know, they can't afford a lot of those things. And when they can't get them, it makes them miserable. And so a fruit pie, dude, I mean, that fits into almost anybody's budget.
79 cents.
Now,
yeah, before or after taxes.
Yeah. The only fruit pies that I know of are Hostess. But are there other brands that you would recommend, or is Hostess the one that's the one?
You're really doing this?
Yes. I'm actually a bit of a connoisseur, so that's a good question.
Yeah. Steve, believe me, I know my snacks and my treats. That is not a dumb question. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with Ben on this.
My bad.
France is a great brand. Their crust is great. The 7-Eleven brand's a little softer, so if you like it a little bit more,
yeah.
Before you go 7-Eleven.
Ah, there we go. Love this.
What, Fred, like Fred Myers?
Franz.
You said Fred's. Okay, yeah. Franz. Like, yeah. Ah, yeah.
All right, but you're saying the 7-Eleven brand is actually pretty legit.
If you like it soft.
It's a bit more sugar. You can tell it's less healthy. None of them are healthy, but
yeah. Gosh,
Franz one tastes more like an actual pie.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I like that. I like it tastes more like an actual pie and not super sugary.
I know the Franz ones you're talking about. Yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you microwave them to get them nice and warm?
Yep, exactly.
Oh, man. I don't think I've ever had a Franz fruit pie. It comes in packaging very similar to what the Hostess pies look like. It's the same kind of delivery system. I'll have to try Franz out. All right, appreciate the call. Thanks, Ben. That's awesome.
Which one did you go with? Which flavor?
Oh, you got to go apple, because apple pie. I mean, did you ever have the apple fritters in Hawaii? I forget who makes them. They're Napoleon's.
I have no idea.
Oh, God. Apple Napples, they're called.
I definitely didn't have an apple Napple.
Oh, dude, they are so delicious. Like, if you go to Maui, find a place. It's Zippy's, but they have a Napoleon's Bakery.
Oh, I went
bakery.
With you. Yeah, you did go there.
You had an apple Napple.
I didn't know it was called an apple Napple.
They're so ridiculously good.
They're all right.
Okay, shut your filthy cucumber impaled mouth. They are not all right. They're freaking awesome.
It's a tasty pastry.
No, they are not. They've got more butter.
That's a great name for a store, Tasty Pastries.
I think I think somebody's actually got that name somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, that's because, you know what, there was a genius before you that thought of that one. Apple Napples are so legit. If you ever are in Maui on that island, or any place that has a Zippy's in Hawaii, I'm telling you, mm-hmm. and they have a lot of great Hawaiian pastries and bakery stuff there. So damn good.
Yeah, Spam donuts. Those are good.
Did you have a Spam donut? Really?
No, I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. They put Spam and everything out there. Really, there could be a Spam donut out there.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm looking at the text line. One person says, I might hit up Ladybug Espresso from time to time. $10 for a coffee plus tip. It adds up, though.
See, again, harmless. You know, if you got people who like to not wear a whole lot of clothes and serve you coffee, and you like to watch those kind of people serve you coffee.
It's a twofer.
Yes.
You get coffee and you get...
It's actually a threefer.
A threefer.
Hello.
Yes, for extra whipped cream.
Hey, ladies. Okay.
The women exposed their breasts and genitals and licked whipped cream off each other for money.
I noticed your daughter's in the room. Sorry for that transition.
Thanks for that. Sarah. You know what? I think your cucumber impaling idea is now a great idea.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
So
I have two. One, I feel like, is very a female kind of thing. Get my nails done.
Yeah. Nails done. Oh, Vicky's shaking her head. Vicky, get your nails did?
Nope, that's what I end up doing when I really need it. Like, and I'll do mani-pedi.
Yeah.
The foot massage.
Do you do the ones with the things on the nails, like the silicone or whatever?
Oh, yeah, the really ones that are actually really bad for your nails? I do.
The shellac, or you mean like when they do the big fakies?
I don't know.
They're both really bad.
Yeah.
The shellac.
That ends up like adding up. If you want a mani-pedi, that can be like $100 plus tap.
Well, you go to a fancy place, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm so fancy.
I went with her once, and I'm sitting here, I'm like, really? These are the prices? We can go to my ho-dunk, you know, crappy little one that's really cheap, and the girls are awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you go anywhere near Mercer Island, they charge you so much for it. The Mercer Island and Bellevue, it doesn't matter. They just up the price for anything.
Yeah, it's the same service, but it's like twice as much.
Yeah.
But the other thing I do if I don't want to spend that much money is I go to the store and I get a whole box and eat the entire thing of Cheez-Its. And I'm totally okay with it. Mm. I mentally prepare myself. I'm going to consume this entire box.
Good for you.
Oh, I love it.
I know.
Cheez-Its are delicious.
They're delicious. They're my weakness. Yes. And we have them in our little vending machine out here. I can't get them, or I'll get like 4 bags.
Yeah, she loves Cheez-Its. And on her birthday, she'll get the biggest box ever from Costco.
Oh.
Costco.
It's a different store.
Costco.
I do love that store.
God dang it, Steve. Costco.
I didn't say it. You said it.
I know, but you didn't have to accentuate it.
I did not.
I think we all.
Thanks, honey. I don't need your help either. Anyway, she likes cheese.
I'll eat the whole box.
I'm done talking to all you people. All right, I'm going to go get me a few cucumbers, actually.
Oh.
I'm going to go to the produce department and just go, you know what? Give me the whole bushel or whatever they call them, the gaggle. Give me them.
Hey, this just in. Winco has friends, apple pie, lemon pies for 58 cents.
See, I'm that way when it comes to, and when Hostess went out of business for a while until they got rebought by the new awesome people, we had to deal, we ended up getting Mrs. Freshies. Uh-huh. And Mrs. Freshies has very similar products, and I really do, and I love my Hostess, but Mrs. Freshies cupcakes, you ought to give those a try if you ever get a chance to, because some places sell them, some vending machines sell them. They are legitimate because they have a shorter expiration date, so they're fresher, and I really think they're good. So Mrs. Freshies is kind of like, you know, next level up, if you ask me.
So he's eating an entire box of Cheez-Its right now.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, yeah. All right. There's a big debate we've had for many, many years. Bruce Willis has just put an end to that debate. Whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not, we'll tell you his final verdict at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.